The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Some of you actually had a happy Thursday. It's not easy to do anymore. The latest is ever more convoluted, ever more mysterious to many. Yours truly. It's bizarre. It seems that there's I said this earlier today. It seems there's a growing panorama. You know, it's like a wide-angle camera lens. And the more you see, the wider the array of potentially deadly ingredients. You want to call them side effects, go ahead. They're not side effects. They're prime effects of these vaccines are being observable. This is the wider it expands, the more you see. This is a very, very complex vaccine regimen, and I include all the four primaries in there. No matter if they're mRNA or adenovirus, it doesn't matter. We've covered this extensively. I hope you heard last night's program, Hour 3. They're all excellent. Every time we get together and do one of these programs, I learn more, and I think most all of you out there learn more as well. Top stories today, the attorney Thomas Renz proves now that the vaxxed, when you go into a hospital, if you're vaxxed, they're giving you ivermectin. But if you're not vaxxed, you get put on remdesivir, a one-way ticket to the morgue. You get it? It's what they're doing. They're punishing those who are standing up for their God-given human rights. Not to mention their intellectually acquired knowledge that these vaccines are genocide. And again, I want to repeat, the more you look, the more you see, and the more you realize how incredibly sophisticated this assault on humankind is. It's not simple. It's not just the spike protein, which would be bad enough. It's worse. And now we're seeing Dr. Carrie Madej is out with some video, or some, I guess they're freeze frames, if they are video, or they're stills, of one of the vials. Remember what the Japanese said last week, that the vaccines appeared, I think it was Johnson, Moderna, appeared to be polluted or contaminated or dirty or have particulates in it. Well, they're not inadvertent particulates. In my view, they are nanotech, and some of them are shaped like tentacles, like a little group of tentacles, and they move. And we've seen this before, though. If you've been with us for any length of time, you remember back to the Morgellon programs 20 years ago, we saw things moving. We saw the white fibers reaching out of the lesions on people's skin, just waving around in the air, reaching out to try and latch onto something. And we saw the black fibers move, the red fibers move. This is not new. I wouldn't say that these are necessarily alive. I would say that they're more than likely machines, and they have been constructed to do what you see them do, and that is to maneuver, to manipulate their way around to new locations, or maybe to go to the locations that they have been pre-programmed to seek out and set up shop. Anything is possible. It's all on the table. I am having great trouble ruling anything out. And that's usually one way you do science. It's, what do they call it? Reductive or deductive for sure, but there's another term for it. Anyhow, you start eliminating things that just won't work. But it's almost impossible to do that with this broadside of vaccines that humanity is being given. And I'm very much afraid now that what we've been suggesting here, Erica Kahn, and yours truly, especially in the programs that we do to concentrate on this, that the flu vax and any other type of shots could be easily contaminated with mRNA and or the adenovirus. So you go in for your happy fall flu shot, and you may be getting a lot more than you bargained for. Now, but Dr. Betty Martini is back with us tonight. Betty has been fighting for decades to try to save human beings. I don't know how many lives she's saved from aspartame. It's probably hundreds of thousands, maybe a million or more, or who knows. But we're talking about another issue here. And she's got a friend who took the flu vax. I'm going to let her tell the story because it's very important. And it ties into something that we reported here several months ago from the UK. But Betty, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you on as always.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I'm so happy to be back. It's been quite a while.
Yes,
and I'm certainly glad that you brought up this subject. First of all, as you know, September, this is the last day, is Aspartame Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And, of course, we do this, you know, around the clock. I've done it for 31 years. But this particular month, we try to make people more aware. And I'm glad you brought this up because I hired a secretary, and she'd been on aspartame for so long. And I said, oh, Sarah, you've got to get off of this. And she got off. And then she talked about going to get a flu vaccine. And I said, wait. I said, you can't do that. I said, first of all, I said that aspartame is a biochemical warfare weapon. And it's not a vaccine. We call it a vax or a jab because it was patented 21 years ago for, you know, to...
It's a bioweapon. You got it.
Yes.
You got it.
Nanobioweapon. Okay. And I said, aspartame is also an adjuvant, and it interacts with vaccines. And I said, first of all, if you take the flu vaccine and you've been on aspartame, I want to tell you, first of all, we don't know what's in the flu vaccine, but I just have a feeling that maybe putting the vax in it. But you're going to think you're dying. I said, you're going to be so sick, you have no idea. You may not live through it. I said, I'm telling you the truth. Do not take the flu vaccine. So she
And she had not, Betty, excuse me, she had not been vaxxed, right?
No.
No,
had,
okay.
You know, I had told her, you know, not to get it. And I'd,
right.
Shown her Dr. Michael's book, Plague of Corruption. I'd went through the whole thing. And I said, what if it's in the flu vaccine? You
right.
wouldn't stand a chance. So anyway, when I saw her in 3 weeks, I said, you know how long you've been gone? I said, you know, I haven't been able to get in touch with you. Where have you been? She said, well, I wasn't going to tell you, but I did take the flu vaccine. And I said, well, what happened to you? She said, well, for 3 weeks, I had 103 fever. And she said, doctors wouldn't see me because they thought I had the coronavirus. And I finally went to the hospital, and I thought I was dying. And she went on with all these problems, and I said, Sarah, this is exactly what I told you would happen to you. I said, and on top of all this, you rescue cats and animals. And I said, in the news, the people that have got the vax are saying that their animals are dying. And I said, do you realize what could happen if it is in there? And I said, I gave you Dr. Russell Blaylock's article on just the flu vaccine and what it can do to you and make you, you know, that you could eventually get Alzheimer's because of it. I said, I can't imagine why you did this. So anyway, it wasn't very long after that. She told me she had gotten up to 40 cats, and she came in one day and she said, I've lost 20 cats. They just died, some of them in my arms. They're bleeding from the eyes. And I said, but I told you all this would happen. She says, well, I just couldn't believe it would. But, you know, weeks have gone by, and she aches every day. She has a problem, and she's not really even getting over it. And I believe that it's in there. I really do.
Betty, you just convinced me. I've been doing this for a long time, and what you just described is exactly what I would expect if they put it in the flu vax. Yeah.
And not only that, you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits, that wrote Plague of Corruption, and some of her broadcasts, she says, do not take a shot, period. No shots.
No needles.
Well,
no needles.
That's right. Do not do this. And then I've had another experience that has just really torn me up with all my knowledge about this. And, you know, I've read the books out on it. I've talked to Dr. Mikovits. She's even written a new book, Ending Plague. So people that have been vaxxed, you know, she explains what you can do. For instance, spike protein will not penetrate if you use ozone. So there's so much information that's in there, I mean, that can help you. But so all of a sudden, my husband has a problem. And if there's any place I don't want to go, it's to a hospital. But he was bleeding terribly. So I went ahead and took him.
Betty, excuse me. It's not my business, but will you tell me approximately where he was hemorrhaging from?
He had rectal bleeding. I found him in a tub of blood. And if it was anything but that much blood, I would have tried to do something about it myself.
And this is unusual. He's not had this. There's no history of this.
Right. This is something that you cannot not go to the hospital for, because by the time he got to the hospital, it was 11 and dropped to 5. And that's very, very serious. And they didn't like the fact that I wouldn't use blood. And they weren't.
Oh.
They were not doing anything. And incidentally, just in case your listeners don't know about this, you know, the American Red Cross now has stopped the plasma program because they're letting people that have been vaxxed give blood, and it wipes out the antibodies.
Yep.
So anybody even taking blood. But when they would not do anything, I mean, here he is, he's dehydrated and hadn't had anything for 6 hours. They weren't willing to give him medication and nothing by mouth, and he would have died. I said, okay, bring me a hematologist now. And when he came in, You know, he said, we'll put him on procreatin iron and B12. And I said, well, that's exactly what I told the doctor, and they wouldn't do it. And I said, but you've got to give me permission to give him chlorophyll, because that's just like a blood transfusion, and it'll bring it up. And it did. It went from 5 to 9.2. And, I mean, but then they wanted to find out where the bleeding was, and they were going to use anesthesia. And I said, now, I want to tell you something. I said, do not, under any circumstances, give my husband, who is almost 90 years old, anesthesia without magnesium. If you do, I can tell you, he will either have a stroke or he will have a heart attack. And that's just the way it is. And they refused. Immediately, he had a stroke.
What's... Oh, no. Come on. What the hell is wrong with them? What's the big deal? A little magnesium? They're going to go to jail? This is ridiculous.
I know. I have an article that says, you know, that if you don't have enough magnesium, you can get atrial fibrillation. But this is... I can't understand what this is. And finally, you know, finding out that they've got people there, you know, all over the hospital, they're getting sick. They're being treated for that spike protein, not a coronavirus. They're being treated for the spike protein that is, and first, you know, I call it a vax or either a jab, so they won't know that it's a vaccine. But, there's so much we may not know that's in there, but we do know about the spike protein, and we know about the graphene oxide, where the developer says it will kill you. So here I'm making known to the hospital, no blood, no vax. When they gave him medication, I said, what is it? And I stood there. I stayed there 24 hours for 3 weeks. And when I wasn't looking, they gave him a pneumonia vax. Who knows what's in it? Now he's
what?
Got a stroke.
Wait. Excuse me. Hold on. This is insane. What are they giving him a pneumonia vaccine for in the hospital when he's... I don't understand. I don't get it.
Not only that, I wrote out there, no vax, no blood. And then I look up when he got so ill, under what reactions it could give. And guess what it says? You know, everybody's taking vitamin D and zinc and these things, you know, because this kind of prevents a lot of it. And it says reacts with vitamin D. So this pneumonia vax, that they've done this on purpose, so that if you take something so that you won't be harmed, you will be harmed. And I just can't tell you how upset it was. And my husband, you know, now...
They went totally against your instructions, Betty. They laughed at you.
They
didn't care.
I was so upset. I took all these scientist reports, because there's so much censorship, and I wanted all these doctors to know, you know, that they have never isolated a coronavirus, that this is what they're dealing with. And they actually sent the risk management people down to the room to tell me not to give out these scientific papers to the doctors. Not on their
really?
Property. I said, well, you know, I've been here 3 weeks. I've already done it. And they've already been educated, and I've already told them. So, you know, so when somebody like Dr. Mikovits said that, you know, hospitals are death traps, let me tell you, they are. And they're using ventilators, you know, collapses their lungs, when all they would have to do is use hydroxychloroquine. And here it is. It's
ivermectin,
on the market. Yes, and ivermectin.
I want to know, Betty, please, I want to know how they justified giving him an injection of a pneumonia vax when you specifically said no injections. What? All right, go ahead. This is disgusting.
I didn't know it until I got the records, you know. But
they
will answer to me eventually. They're going to have to answer to me. But in the meantime, now I'm in this position. What am I going to do with my husband? To protect him, if I hadn't been there, he wouldn't have lived. but they usually send you to rehab. But what that happens if they do is they would not let me be there because of this COVID. And only one place said I could come 30 minutes a day. So I brought him home. He has to have 24-hour daycare. And all the problems, when he went in there, he's 90 years old, so he had memory problems, and
right.
and he would fall. He didn't have a urinary obstruction and have to wear a catheter the rest of his life. He didn't have all the problems that the hospital gave him. I don't know if I could have saved him with that low hemoglobin without getting the procrit and the iron. But the doctor told me, he said, I am giving you permission to give him all the chlorophyll that you can. If you look up, if you get on the internet and look up chlorophyll-blood transfusion,
right.
it will tell you exactly why. It's exactly like blood. But why would, now, why could anybody take blood now? I mean, everything that you are is in the blood. Even in the book of Ezekiel, it says it is the soul of man. It is, for instance, when I was doing research on it, and I worked for a worked with a hematologist for 10 years, you know, there was a physician that took a blood transfusion from a prisoner who was a thief and became a kleptomaniac. But the thing, you pass on everything in the blood. So now you've got something that has been patented. It's got spike protein. It's got HIV in it. It's got graphene oxide in it.
Well, we know.
Who knows?
In short, the blood supply is toxic. All right? Everybody got that?
Right.
Do not take a transfusion if you can humanly help it. And if you put somebody in the hospital and you say, know this, know that, I don't know how the hell you're going to get satisfaction. You better go to the chief medical operative, whoever it is, and say, look, here, you see this? If you give him any of these things, you're going to be sued and I'll own this hospital. Do not do it.
That's about it. And I'll tell you something. Worse they did. The worst imaginable thing is the doctor was so upset that he told me, he said, we could do a procedure, but it'll take 30 minutes to get a doctor there, and your husband will be dead. And he had no right to say that to me because he didn't like the fact that I wouldn't give him a blood transfusion, which would have instantly killed him, no doubt, in my opinion.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Stay away from hospitals, dear friends. Don't. Stay away from doctors unless you've cut yourself open or broken a leg. Stay away. Heal yourself. You've got to learn how to do that. We used to know how to do that. Hold on, Betty. Just a minute. We'll come right back. I got to take a break. Just a second. Betty Martini here. Words to the wise. Pay attention. Horrific stories from Betty Martini, which happen all over this country every day, 24 hours a day, in every hospital. Crazy stuff's going on. One third of our professional health employees are being fired or have already quit. The idea is to implode our health system. No question about that. They want it down. So they're going to be bringing in now H-1B visa types from Southeast Asia, Thailand, the Philippines, you name it, they'll be bringing them in here. They won't be trained like American personnel are. It just won't. What's going to happen to all the people who have lost their jobs? I wish them well. I hope maybe sometimes there'll be a hospital that will be able to be taken over by people who understand healing and not treating and do something different. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, there was, I sent you some emails just before the show, and some things didn't even have to look through, but this is very important. It came from one of the doctors, is they were able to get the Medicare cracking system report on how many people have died in the last 14 days. And, you know, they're censoring the actual number, because I asked Dr. Michalowicz a few weeks ago how many she thought have died in the United States so far, and she said about 20 million. And you know so that if
wait,
it goes
wait, wait,
worse,
20 million?
That's what she told me.
I've been saying 1 million. Judy has gone. She beat me. That's a big number.
Well, wow. If you remember originally when I, before I met her, when I was listening to one of her interviews,
yeah.
She said 50 million will die. And she was talking about the United States. So when I did the report, I used that in the title. I think you posted it when she said 20 million. But VERS, they admit that only 1% even report. So
right.
When they come out and say something like 6,000 or something have died, I mean, it's
yeah,
almost
you have to
absurd,
multiply it by 99. You have to.
Okay, but now this doctor, and I've sent it to you if you want to post it, somehow a whistleblower got the Medicare tracking system, and what they say have died in 14 days is 48,465.
In
the last 14 days. Now, consider this. They do not count people dying from the vax for the first 2 weeks. So if they give the shot and the person drops dead, it's not counted. It has to be after 2 weeks.
I understand that. Yes.
Okay, so in other words, they don't even count this 50,000, almost 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see what it says. They're talking about how many 28,065 have died that are over the age of 80. And then it talks about how many died that are less than 80s. So anyway, it totals out to 50,000 people. So we don't know, actually how many have died, but I think that Judy's right.
I'll agree with Judy. Just give me a little time, because it's my sense that about 200 million Americans are going to be eliminated here in the next 3 years. And so she's probably safe on those grounds. I don't think so far 20 million, but it's coming.
Well, I know that they're not adding up all these people, and I sent your report, and I think you already had it on the funeral director, what they are doing. It's
Yes, I have him on. I put his – did you see his short recent warning? It's about 7 minutes long. Did you see it? I just put it up at the top of the homepage. It's number two position up there. Did you see that one?
No, but I got the first one, you know, where they're asking for those deep sedative drugs. And
yeah.
He said when he picked up the bodies, you know, they were still warm. And
yep.
They're doing, and I'm getting all these calls also for people, like 40 calls a day I got yesterday. These are people that have, a lot of them have taken the vax, and they're so sick and they don't know what to do. And what happened was that a doctor gave me a recipe, a home recipe for the hydroxychloroquine. And so someone said there was something else that went in it, and so I took this down, but it went viral, so that I'm getting calls from all over the United States, and the stories of what is happening to their families when they take the vaccine. I'm sure none of this is being reported, but they're talking about their uncle and I know. People in their family, their children, and if that hadn't gone viral, I'd have no idea what's going on all over the United States. And they're looking, you know, for what to take and how to stay away from the vax. And you know, another article that came out from the Massachusetts, that even the police and the state troopers are
quitting.
Leaving by the thousands. All these people and all the health workers are leaving because they're taking care of people that have gotten it, and so they know what's going to happen to them, and so you're going to be without any or
the health system is
personnel.
it's going to implode. And here, what I call bystanders, innocent bystanders, are people who are around people, as you know, who have been vaxxed once, twice, or even thrice with the booster. They're dumping spike proteins and maybe other things, mRNA, on anybody who's near them. And if you're not vaxxed, if you're an unvaxxed virgin, so to speak, you're going to get nailed. And many people are being sickened terribly. I just got a video. I don't know if Tom Brady, the quarterback, has been vaxxed or not. He's sick. He had a press conference. He's been sick for weeks, and he claims he doesn't know why. If he got the shot, we know why. There's another one.
And there's something else people don't know as far as what's in it. Do you know there's a fetal tissue in there? There's blood, there's plasma. Now,
I'm not sure about the fetal tissue. There are documents out there that say no, not in the final product. But I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. But there are data out there that show no, not in the actual final vials.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I just picked up what Judy said.
No, it's being talked
broadcast.
About. It's being talked about. I understand.
Yeah, she was
that
talking
I can't
about
confirm.
It. So, you know, with it being in the blood transfusion, I mean, in the vax, they're going to get blood one way or the other.
If you want to eat human fetal tissue, just go to a fast food place and have one of their hamburgers. You'll get it there.
I know. It is so bad. But I have read so many reports about it like Judy said one day in one of her broadcasts, he said, remember that in the vax there is human blood. And she was talking about, I think, getting it, you know, from the fetal tissue.
Nothing would surprise me, but there is data out there that suggests it's not in the final. I don't know. Look, there's enough in there. You don't have to worry about being fetal tissue in there. Just the rest of it is enough to kill you. And it is killing people every day, around the clock.
So all we can do is warn, but the bad problem is the censorship. And they've gotten to the fact checkers. I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh, they own the fact checkers. They created the fact checkers.
Right.
It's all a joke. Yeah.
And people don't know that. And it's so hard to try to convince people because, and then I got a note about YouTube this morning, and I really thought it was kind of funny that they said that from now on, if anybody says anything bad about it, that
you're gone.
They're not going to publish it. And I was thinking they've been doing this all along. So this is nothing different.
Well, they're admitting
new.
It now.
Right. And the thing about it is telling people that at least research. I mean, if nothing else, go even to Amazon and look how many books are being published about it. There's a Dr. Fleming that wrote it. You know, is it a nanobio weapon? Dr. Mercola, he was on the front page of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And look, you know, they were trying to get his license for telling it, and he's written a book. And he also wrote a book on aspartame. And he finally agreed that when he wrote that in 48 hours he would take it down. I think Mike Adams picks him up and puts it on Brighton.com afterwards. But in other words, he has to do that in order to write anything that as new that comes in about it. And think of all of the people that are using aspartame. And when I saw that about the first 14 days, I was thinking that most people, if they're using aspartame and then they get the vax, what's going to happen to them is what happened to my secretary. And so naturally they don't want to include the first 2 weeks, because that's when you're going to lose a lot of people, so they can eliminate all those. So people have got to understand that if they're going to do this, that if they just do some research before they just roll up their sleeve, and the idea of taking something when you don't know what's in it. And the other thing that was published so widely was the fact that they have a blank insert in it. In other words, normally you look to see what the ingredients are, and you
blank
know
paper.
What they are.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, doesn't that make you suspicious? And doesn't it make you suspicious that now that what they call a vaccine is transmittable? And, of course, Judy says it does not shed, it transmits. But people have been taking vaccines for years, and nobody thought, you know, if somebody went and got a vaccine for something like polio or something, that they could spread it. But look at the shingles vac, for instance. I mean, it's, even Dr. Blaylock called me and he said, you've got to warn people, this is a live virus, and if they take the shingles vax, they will get shingles. And I was telling that to Dr. Roberts' sister, and she says, now you tell me. She says, I took the shingles vax a week later. I got the shingles, and she said, for 4 years, I've had neurological problems. So
don't
you can
take
understand.
Any vax. Don't take anything
period.
That involves a needle. Don't
right.
do it. Your immune system will be destroyed if you take this vax. I don't care if it's Pfizer or Moderna, it doesn't matter. You will have no immune system. There are so many things that we've covered in our programs that explain how various and critical little components of your immune system are destroyed or deactivated. They're no longer functional. And if everyone has herpes, one of the herpes simplex or herpes whatever, and it will all of a sudden have no opponent in your immune system. It'll run wild. And that's what's going on. It's just going crazy. Like cancer.
And you know, the way that I got so interested in it when it happened is I couldn't imagine something like that having the identical, absolute identical, same reactions as aspartame. If someone asked me, what are the most cases you've seen in 31 years, I would say MS and lupus. And so many people get it. As you know, Corey Brackett made the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World. She got
yeah.
MS, and she was in a wheelchair, I think, for years
oh.
and years.
Yeah.
And read an article and walked out of her wheelchair, and now she's still got problems now. But in her movie, you know, she brought other people that have gotten MS from it. And so does the vax. And all of the blood discharges, like idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, and that's when you have low platelets, aspartame causes it, and so does the vax. And then so everything, it's like a blood disease is actually what it's like. So it's identical. And when I said that to her, she said exactly the same identical symptoms, because they're both systemic poisons. And so you're mixing and you're mixing a biochemical warfare weapon with a nanobio weapon. I mean, how are you going to survive all this? And the more that I looked into it, you know, the more things about blood that came out, the different diseases, it advances cancer. It's just going wild. And, you know, I know exactly what is, you know, what's going on. And doing my best when these people call, I put them on a list. and you know, and send them all the reports so they can send them to other people, which is why I'm being censored so badly. And I almost every other day it seems like I'm having to change my password because they've cut me down so that I can't send out mail. And they're doing this to, you know, a lot of people are being censored and being attacked. And from the beginning, in case people don't know how, you know, this started with Dr. Mikovits, is that they wanted her to make this thing infectious. I mean, who ever heard of a vaccine being infectious? But they put her in prison for 5 days and said, look, if you tell anybody when you get out, we're going to put you back in. And instead, she not only wrote the book, but she made Plandemic, the documentary, and she started an organization to educate physicians. And so if she had not done that, a lot of this stuff we would not know.
That's true.
Why, so highly recommend you read her books, especially her last one, so that you can find out all the things that you can take. She says Cerumen is the antidote, and it seems kind of difficult to get. It's a 100-year-old drug, and it is it's an injectable. So what people are taking is this pine needle.
Pine needle tea. I don't honestly know how either one of those things are supposed to actually go into the human body and reverse the genetic and the damage that's been done to your body. How is this supposed to restore your genetic equilibrium? Let's just phrase it like that for fun. How's that supposed to happen?
Yes, I've sort of asked the same question, but I know that on some of the websites it does go into why and how. I think on Dr. Robert Young's website has some of that information because he sells it. But there's not a whole lot of information as far as exactly why it's helpful.
I'm sorry to be negative, but I don't buy any of that. I don't think you're going to go in and restore genetics the way they used to be before they were upset and reorganized by these genetic vaccine. There's your manipulations of your body's genes. So how are you going to reverse that with pine needle tea? I don't think so. I wish I were wrong, but I don't think I am.
I know. Well, when I talked to her, you know, she said she wrote this book.
These things are called genetic engineering, and there's a reason for that. They're changing your genetics, and you can't just go in there and reverse that. In 20 trillion body cells. Go ahead.
Well, I feel the same way you do, but she says there should be some hope for people in trying to help the immune system. I mean, if you've read some of the reports, I think when you put up there on Dr. Eden from Pfizer, who said that these people be dead.
Mike Eden. Yeah.
Mike Eden
doesn't think that you can drink pine needle tea and have your genetics restored either. He knows.
No, he said that to be generous, they can live 3 years. And Judy said 5 years and suffer. But if you listen to actual virologists, they come out and they don't give people a lot of hope, and that's why I've taken so much time to, you know, to take these scientist reports and send them out to just thousands of people with the hope that they won't listen and just run out and get the shot. And it seems to be working. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, when they're mandating that it be done, that are dropping out, just like the police and the medical personnel.
Well, that's the giveaway, isn't it? Forcing people?
Yes, that is. Right, the medical people. In fact, when they came out to see my husband at the house, and I said he can't swallow very well, and they said we normally have speech people that will come out and help you, but no more. They said that they are losing so many medical personnel because they're mandating the vaccine.
Well, they're choosing life over potential death, and I'm glad for them. I wish none of them had taken the damn shots. This is worldwide genocide. That's all it is. It's very simple.
I know. I asked the physical therapist, one of them. I said, Mike, you're on my list. You took it. He said, I have to take care of my family. I said, well, how are you going to take care of your family if you're dead? I don't understand why people would take a job over
what is your life
saving
worth,
their
Betty?
Life.
What, just tell people, what is your life worth? Is it worth a job? Is it worth a lottery ticket? Is it worth a hamburger? How about two Krispy Kreme donuts? What is your life worth? It's not worth any job I've ever heard of. Sorry.
Yeah, and look what they're offering people to take it. Why aren't people suspicious when they offer you $400 to take a shot?
Absolutely. They should run the other way. It's like people have lost all common sense. It's just gone. I don't know. Betty, thank you. We'll stay in touch. And I hope your husband gets better. I think what they've done to him is criminal, beyond criminal. And I hope that you can do something to make them pay. I don't know. This is just disgusting.
I'm going to cry. And thank you so much, Jeff. I would like to leave my website.
Please do.
And www.mpwhi.com. If you can't remember it, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And those reports that I've spoken about, I have a column on your site. They can read those reports from those scientists and
okay,
know what's up to date.
Yeah. MPWHI.com. And I'll make sure it's connected to your name, no problem. Take care,
okay.
Betty, and my best to your husband, and fingers crossed. We're hoping. All right,
thank
sweetie.
You, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. This is going on, as I said, all over the country, around the clock. Some of these people who work in hospitals should not be in hospitals under any circumstance unless they're a patient. Back in a minute.